Welcome to the program. This is The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. Thanks so much for being with us this morning. I'm Paul Richards, your intrepid host, and our guest today, Pastor Mark from Church of All Nations. Pastor, great to see you again. How are you, sir?
It's good to be with you, Paul. Doing great.
Listen, the last time we spoke, you had Dr. Ben Carson in town, and I know that that was certainly one of the most well-attended services ever.
That was an amazing time. In fact, people were parking in fields across the street.
So listen, the Breaking the Silence Conference, what's the idea here, Pastor? What are we talking about?
Real simply, it's interesting. Several months back, I was teaching about victim mentality and the difference between being a victim and a victor. And I was really seeing some things going on television and just really going off. And as I did, I realized I needed to listen to my own teaching and preaching and thought, what can I do? And this is where the conference was born from. Mm-hmm. You know, it's called Breaking the Silence, which is what we need to do. And it's about our nation, your voice, and God's plan. The people are the ones that have the power.
So it's the faith-based community making themselves heard.
Yes, not only faith-based, but we the people. That's what our Constitution reads. And I found myself caught in this where I'm so upset and realize, wait a minute, we the people are where our government derives its power. So what happens is when we're silent, then things go awry.
Right. And that's been the case for years and years and years. And so that's why the conference is coming up and you invite everybody to be there, right?
Absolutely. People say, who's invited? Anyone that loves America. Okay. Anyone that says, I want to see my country back on course with the founding fathers' original intent.
Right. And so you can register online, right?
Yeah, the conference is free, but you must register. Okay. And you just go to breakingthesilenceconference.com. Takes less than a minute to register.
And you can show up for all of the sessions?
You can come to one or all. And if they get on the registration, we're going to release the schedule this week so they'll know who. Of course, you know, we've got people like General Jerry Boykin, you know, one of the founding members of Delta, all the way to a gentleman by Von Baker who specializes in church security. That's his company, Strategos International. The thing that happened in Charleston, South Carolina, a tragedy that can be avoided so easily, and that's what Von Baker's about. So we've got an incredible array of speakers.
Yeah, and I want to go through that with you, Pastor Mark. There are so many great people on this list. I mean, it must have taken a long time to put all this together.
Well, actually, it came together really quick, and I just going to tell you, I'm amazed at how this all came together, because trying to get speakers like this and get their schedules to all coordinate are kind of like herding kittens at times.
It is. I've had some experience with that.
We, you know, one of the things, we've got General Jerry Boykin and Kamal Saleem, who's a former jihadist, came from Lebanon, came to this America to wage cultural jihad. Those two men, had they met previously at the wrong time, one would not be alive today.
Exactly.
And now, of course, Kamal loves America.
Let's talk about Kamal a little bit, because his story is one of the more fascinating ones from all of the speakers. What led him to the path that he's on now?
Well, he actually came to America to destroy America, cultural jihad, and he had a car accident, and there happened to be some medical doctors at the scene who happened to be Christians. They really cared for him and reached out to him, and it's a long story, but he came to know the Lord through that whole incident, and over time, his eyes began to be open, and he began to see things, because he was told from the time he was four, his mother told him that his destiny was to die, killing Christians and Jews.
Right, and I understand from the bio material, he was involved in his first mission into Israel at 7 years old.
7 years of age, and of course, a man like that, he used to live here in Colorado Springs, was part of our church 18 years ago. When he published his book, he had to move because of the threats and because of things like that. Fascinating testimony, but as a pastor, Kamal is the type of guy you wish you had 100 of in your church.
Yeah, because he's an example for everyone else.
Exactly.
Of how things can change dramatically in a heartbeat.
Exactly. And those two together are one of our more popular things that we've had over the years. In fact, we have DVDs of Kamal Saleem and Jerry Boykin, who was counter-terrorist with Delta Force, with CIA, and Deputy Undersecretary of Intelligence. All those things. Those two guys, nothing outsells their interviews when we have those available.
I don't have any doubt about that. Now, you mentioned cultural jihad. Let's talk about what that means exactly and how is it being waged.
Well, as Kamal said, he said, it's very easy. We come in and we become one of you. And he said, it's easy. We come in, we become one of you, but we have a very specific intent. General Boykin will talk very specifically about the plans that have actually been entered into trials to really take down America, to destroy America. And so basically they work their way into society. And I ask Kamal about this, but do you know there's a thing in Islam where it's called al-taqiyya? It's okay to lie if it spreads their message and allows them to do that. So that's why we say, well, they're so peaceful. Well, the peaceful Muslims are not the ones we're concerned about.
Right, obviously.
Yeah, it's the ones that really have an intent, and they are trained from the time they're little children that we are the great white saint. And we've all heard this before, but sure, you just don't hear it like we need to have it presented to us. And part of the reason for this conference.
Well, and one of the interesting things to me, Pastor Mark, is that you talk about cultural jihad, and it's not just radical Muslims doing it. I mean, we're doing it to ourselves.
Oh, absolutely. Matter of fact, I've got a quote here of Karl Marx. He said, if you take away the heritage of the people, they are easily persuaded. And a lot of what our enemies say is, we will bring America down by their own miserable hands. And we just saw something that is still difficult to wrap our minds around that our Supreme Court did, and they stepped across the line and began to legislate from the bench. And the response I've been getting has been overwhelming. Our people are seeing what's going on, and that's why we're having this conference. How can we stop this?
And I'm guessing that you're going to hear from a lot of different people on a lot of different ways to do that. But what? Give us a little preview. What do you think is going to be talked about as far as stopping what's going on?
Well, first off, there's three things that we're going to accomplish with this conference, Breaking the Silence. Number one, we're going to talk about our nation. Where is it really? Where are we genuinely?
Right.
And we're going to do it without the pressures of political correctness or anything like that. Second thing, I carry a little copy right here in my notebook. This is a copy of the Constitution. And it says right here in the first sentence, we the people. That's where the power is, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
So the second part of this is your voice. You and I have a voice, and that voice is expressed by our conversations day to day. It's expressed when we vote. When we fail to vote, we're casting a vote. And so we'll talk about our voice, and then we're going to talk about the fact God has a plan for America. America didn't happen by accident. I've been to Washington, D.C. two times in the last couple of years, and I'm telling you, Paul, it is shocking to see the scripture in our nation's history, the very foundations of our nation. I say it this way, we are a Christian nation, but that doesn't mean everybody's going to be a Christian. We give the freedom for people to believe what they want. That's what's under siege, freedom of religion, freedom of speech. So we're going to take this conference and get an unedited look into what's really going on, and then give practical steps of how we can make a difference.
So we can engage.
We engage the culture, precisely.
Okay.
And you know what I'm finding is the majority of Americans, when they hear us have conversations like this, regardless of their background, they're like, you're right, you're right. That's what I feel inside. And so this is going to help give voice to their voice, give them some practical ways that they can go home and make a difference.
Well, I'll tell you, Pastor Mark, it's a great conference to have, because I get the feeling, I've had this for a long time, something is just amiss in America. We are just off the mark. Something is just not right here.
We have experienced mission drift. And Paul, you're not the minority. You're in the majority. The majority of Americans are feeling that same thing. And that's why I named this Breaking the Silence. You know, I began to study, and one of the things that I've quoted is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. I showed a picture up on our video screen Sunday morning. It's a picture of a little boy. And my wife and I are ready for grandkids.
Right.
We've got two of our three sons married off. And on the T-shirt, he says, please remember me when you vote. Paul, you and I are at an age, it's not about us anymore. It's about our children. It's about our grandchildren.
And you know, Pastor, I have to tell you, well, I'll tell you the story when we get back. We'll take a short break here on KRDO News Radio. Pastor Mark is with us from Church for All Nations. Their conference coming up starting on Sunday is called Breaking the Silence. You can register online at breakingthesilence.com. So, 918, we'll be back with more right after this here on KRDO News Radio. 9:21 here at KRDO News Radio. Our remaining time with Pastor Mark from Church for All Nations. The Breaking the Silence Conference starts on Sunday. And, Pastor, I told you I was going to tell you a story about my son. I'll make it as quick as I can. I had watched something on television that just kind of put me in a really foul mood about the way things were going in the country. And I said to my son, he's 14, I said, look, son, this is the first time I think in American history that we as a generation are going to give our children a country that is worse than the one that we got when we were your age. And you're going to be the one who has to pick up all the rubble after all this is said and done.
And you know,
and I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
I apologize.
And there are so many parents and grandparents saying and feeling that same thing, which brings me, you know, one of our guests is going to be William Federer. He is a historian, an incredible author. I've never met anybody that has a grasp of American history like he does. And there's so many times, Paul, that it looked like we were done as a nation.
Sure.
And he captures a lot of those stories. And that's what this conference is about, to give us hope, to stir our faith once again, because America is resilient. And it looks so bleak. And I'm just the eternal optimist. Romans chapter 4:18 says, against all hope, we can still believe in hope. So let's hope and trust and do something so we can hand our kids a country that's not ready to crumble.
Right, and a country that they can actually be proud of again. So who are you looking forward to most? Are you looking forward to most during the conference?
I'll answer it this way. Yes. You know, General Boykin and Kamal Saleem are incredible, and they need to catch them on Sunday morning because General Boykin will be off to D.C., but Kamal will be with us. My dear friend, Bishop Joshua Lawari
from Uganda.
Yeah. 30,000 churches, but I was at an event with their president. They have taken their country and turned it around. He's going to share some powerful things. Bill Federer, that I just talked about,
right.
Unbelievable. I'm telling you, in this schedule, if they register at breakingthesilenceconference.com, they'll get the schedule so they'll know when to come. A local pastor, my dear friend, Pastor Calvin Johnson, is going to be there. Also, Fred Markert, Howard Foltz, that understand world missions. And one of the reasons America has been made so great, the Lord raised us up for that. And then, of course, County Commissioner Peggy Littleton will be with us. Vaughn Baker is a security specialist. Anybody that goes to church, they need to make sure they encourage their pastor and leadership to make sure their place of worship is safe.
Right.
Charleston, South Carolina could have been avoided, and it was so tragic. And so Vaughn Baker, that's what he's dedicated his life to with his company. Got another young man, Logan Wilson. He will be doing some very brief dramatic presentations. It will inspire you beyond, trust me, anything you've ever seen. Alex McFarland, a good friend that is a religion and culture expert. And there's more. It's just going to be a phenomenal lineup of people. And it's Sunday through Wednesday, and we'll have day and evening sessions.
Okay. And it sounds like, I mean, especially The Price is Right, but this is something that could really unite people in a single cause. And that's taking the country back.
Absolutely. You know what? It seems like there's so many people that focus on what divides us. We're going to focus on what unites us. Because, Paul, as we were talking, it is true. Americans know something's not right. You know, my parents taught me, leave things better than when you found them.
Exactly.
And we need to do that with our country. So I'm willing to lay down what we differ on. And let's pick up what we agree on, and let's work together. We're Americans, and let's get away from the division part onto the uniting part.
Yes, and we can do anything if we set our collective minds to it.
Absolutely. In fact, you know, our nation is an example of that.
Absolutely. Well, Pastor, once again, how can people get involved? How can people show up for the conference, and when and where? And give me the particulars.
Well, it's very simple. Again, the conference is free. They just need to go to breakingthesilenceconference.com. The conference is free, but registration is required.
Okay.
It will not be streamed out. You know, we normally do that with but this will not be streamed. And it's at Dublin and Powers at 6540 Templeton Gap Road, Church for All Nations. And that's all they need to do, and show up. And once they get on the registration, which takes less than a minute, we'll send them the schedule, and they'll know who is going to be there when.
Well, listen, Pastor Mark, I can't thank you enough for making the time to come down and talk to us about this, because I know it's going to be a huge event. I know you're incredibly busy trying to put the finishing touches on it. But we'll be talking to you again on KRDO's Morning News coming up on Thursday morning, correct?
Awesome. Yes. Thank you, Paul, for having me. It's always great being with you.
Well, we're thrilled to have you here, and we wish you the best of luck with the conference. We know it's very important work that you're doing, and everyone who has a chance should really avail themselves of the opportunity that is being presented right here at Church for All Nations. So nicely done.
Thank you so much, and I believe the people will thoroughly enjoy themselves.
Absolutely. Back with more of The Extra after this here on KRDO News Radio.